name's Bernard Biggington, and I've lived in Blackheath for, since 1930 until 1963. My grandfather lived here, my father lived here, and I've just told you that I've lived here, so we've three generations. I think you've somewhere got a framed invoice of my grandfather's, which I've got a copy here. It's in a frame downstairs somewhere.
Oh, my God.
When he lived at number 28 Collins Street, Blackheath Village.
And it says, I'll just do it to the mic here. Says it's an invoice to W.A. Biddington, plumber, gas and hot water, fitter, locksmiths, bells, boilers, ranges, stoves, 28 Collins Street, Blackheath. General repairs of every description. Estimates free.
Yes. Yes. Estimates free. Right. I first started school in a little school in Tranquil Passage. I think it's still called Tranquil Passage.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I think it was a library at one time.
That rings a bell, yes. I think someone said that.
Yes, we used to come out of that little school and across the passageway we used to go to see Mr. Poffley, who used to supply us with sweets.
Was that what the shop was called?
Poffley's.
Poffley's.
Yes, that's right. And further on, along the passageway, there was Hammond the shoe repairer, who was on the same side as the school. And further along, coming towards the end of the passageway, where you would be facing the Crown pub across the road, was Mrs. Wheeler's little sweet shop. So that's where we used to go for our sweets.
Can you remember what sort you'd get?
I can remember farthing blackjacks.
Oh.
And halfpenny sherbets or something like that.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but going back to the school, we started school at 3 years of age.
Okay.
And we used to sleep on little canvas beds in the afternoon for about an hour or half an hour.
What school was it?
All Saints Infants. Yes. Yes.
No, I'm just here to say hello. I'm not going to be able
hello,
to stay because I'm working on a script. Very nice to see you.
Yes, thank you, Pam.
And you're telling Claire what you remember.
Yes, just started. Yes.
Great, okay.
Yes.
You might like to speak a bit closer to the microphone.
Right, okay.
Sometimes it doesn't pick up. Oh, that's...
You've got
that
in a frame.
Have we really?
Yes. I told you that.
Isn't that
wonderful? You've got so many things here, you don't know what you've got.
That's probably true. It's probably in some reminiscence box. Going out to hospitals on a daily basis, who knows?
Right.
But that is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. That's another
happy?
One.
Are you happy? Are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
Shall I put a new... Are you putting a new
just,
one?
I have.
Brilliant.
This is the one I was using earlier, so...
Great.
Didn't have much
okay, Claire. Well, I'll catch you later, and I shall be listening to this in the privacy of my own front room.
Right.
As well.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Hope you find it interesting.
Yes. You're the gentleman who's interested in becoming a good companion, aren't you?
Well, yes.
You get eaten alive by a dozen very large ladies. Do you know that?
Right. I don't think my wife would like that somehow.
I know, you might bring her along. She's got a good voice, very gravelly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Rather masculine too, I think.
Yes.
A lot of people find it on the telephone.
Yes.
They don't know whether it's me.
Probably a tribute to 40 cigarettes a day or something, isn't it?
Not as many as that, but cigarettes play a major part in it anyway.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming over. Oh, one thing we ought to do is a photo, isn't it?
Done.
You've done.
Great.
Yes. Done.
Brilliant.
Done.
Wonderful.
Done. Right. School. Yes, used to sleep on canvas beds. That's where we got. And, of course, we used to do little plays. You're right up your street. Right up your street. Somewhere here. On it. This is other stuff. Somewhere here, about this piece of paper. I don't know whether June may have shown you this. That's not a very...
She doesn't bring any photos.
That's a blown-up one. That's of that little school. A play. There's... That's me.
I have to say, I went to see a woman this morning in Catford, and she showed me the same photograph.
That's right, there's Paulette Breen.
And she's in it. You know Paulette?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
She's there.
Yes, that's what she's... I'm sorry, this is so weird. She showed me this photo.
She got the
photo. Talked me through everybody.
She got the photograph from me.
Oh! I
But okay. That couldn't be a coincidence. Right. So she told me, she didn't, yeah. How weird. So which one are you?
That's me.
Oh.
The little soldier boy. And that was Doreen Hall. I think she lives in Spain now.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's so odd, from my point of view.
No, under
so that wasn't a play, that was your...
Well, it was a nursery... I think it was a number of nursery rhymes, all done in one, as it were.
Yes.
There's a hole in a bucket.
Does that mean you're exactly the same age as Paulette, then?
Roughly about the same age, yeah. Queen of Hearts, Soldier, Soldier, Won't You Marry Me?
And she said this was Mary, quite contrary, who was called Mary.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Paulette's got a very good memory, actually, for things.
So, what year was that?
I would have thought that was somewhere around about 1934,
5. Yeah. Crumb, so you do go back a while from the village and your memories.
That's that.
Lovely.
Now, here...
Oh, what's that? This is another one.
Oh, that's there's some people who used to live in Collins Street.
Oh.
And there's moi there.
Oh, hello. Shy boy at the back. I want to try and get away a little bit.
Right,
I'm interested in the photos. It's just I can't explain them all on the tape. So,
of course you can't.
Let's use them if they start a story. Are you with me?
Yeah, okay.
Because, I do want to look at them, but maybe after the interview.
Yes. Now we'll go on to the heath opposite All Saints Church. That just I think June told you this. It used to be a dip, rather a large dip.
Right.
But it was filled in with bomb rubble. After the war. And I saw them actually building an air raid shelter. If you stand at the top of the village and face All Saints Church, the right-hand corner of that green, that's where they built an air raid shelter there, and I don't know, it's probably underneath this still somewhere.